Shumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Ein tarmin loy b'mida, v'loy b'mishkel, v'loy b'minyan. One should not take off truma with mida, which he should not do with a measurement, v'loy b'mishkel, not with weight, v'loy b'minyan, and not with a number, or exact numbers. And the Rav says this comes down from the pasuk v'nechshav lachem chumaschem, that truma, although we do see that there is a concept of shiurim by truma, as we're going to see later, however, the shiurim, when one measures them, they should not be exact measurements with kalim, they should just be estimates. And the Rav says that even though that pasuk v'nechshav lachem chumaschem is dealing with maisers, specifically trumas maiser, maiser mina maiser, that actually, since maiser is already a specific measurement, it's 1/10, and meiser mina meiser, trumas meiser, is obviously also a measurement. So it can't be that this machshava of taking a measurement with a machshava is dealing with trumas meiser. It's not dealing with that parsha. It must be talking about something else. So, as we say, im einu inyan l'trumas meiser, tneu inyan l'truma gedola. Because in truma gedola, the Torah does not give a shear of what the shear of truma gedola is. So therefore, the pasuk of machshava must be dealing, that the concept of machshava is dealing with truma gedola. So we just make a umdina, we make an estimate in our head. So that's as far as the truma itself, you make an estimate. Aval terem hu es amodud ves ashokol ves amonoi. But that which you're taking truma from, you can actually take it from something that already had a measurement. So if you have a pile of something that has an exact measurement, or it has an exact weight, or it has an exact amount, there's, 300 bushels of grain or something like that, and now you want to take off truma from that you can do. But the truma itself that you take off, that you just make a measurement in your mind. And therefore, the Mishnah continues, Ein termin besal v'kupa shem shel mida. One should also not take off truma. So as the Tiferes Yisrael explains, even if you have a whole heap of something and you did not measure that heap, so how are you going to know? If you didn't measure a heap, how are you going to know what truma is going to be? Still, in this case, it says that the truma should not be taken off and the truma itself put into a basket, boxes, or things of the like, shehem shel mida, that have a specific amount. So if you have like a measurement basket, that this amount of a basket, once this is full, it equals a specific measurement. So that's only when you obviously fill the whole thing. Like we have measuring cups. So it's the same idea that you can't put truma, the full amount of truma, and fill up a measuring cup. Because even though it's not going to be an exact shear, because it has to depend on the pile, right? So it has to be, if it's going to be an exact shear, you'd have to know the shear of the pile you're taking off truma from. Nevertheless, you can't do it because it's a gzeir, it's marasayin. People are going to think that you're doing it in exact measurement. But you can obviously, if you have something, let's say you have a measurement cup. So instead of filling the whole cup, if you don't fill the whole thing, obviously you're not taking a specific measurement, and that's okay. Except for one example, as the Mishnah now says, lo yisram basa chetzya. Now we're going to learn the way the Rav learns. Now a sa, what we refer to here is that it was an actual, let's say, a cup, that if you would fill up the cup, the amount that was in the cup would equal the amount of a sa. So don't make the cup half full, even though there's no line in this cup. So there is no marker in this cup, because sometimes you can have a cup that has a marker inside, and if you half fill a cup, you're actually filling a specific measurement, and there would be a problem in Marasayan on that. And this mission is talking about one that does not have a marker. Still, lo yitrim b'sa chetzya, don't ever do it, even one that doesn't have a marker inside, shechetzya mida, because there are other sa'as, there are other, which means a cup that's normally a measuring of a sa'a cup, that does have a measurement inside. And therefore, they made a gzeira because of the other one.